When you look at a child, anytime a child feels he or she doesn't meet a parent's expectation or feels that he or she always disappoints their parents, one of two things happen. Number one, they disconnect. They just quit trying. Since I never please you, I'm just going to stop even trying to please you. And I believe that most people in the U.S. who are not connected to the church are not disconnected because they don't believe in God. They are disconnected because they don't believe that they can meet God's expectations. You follow me there? Kind of a turn on logic sentence there. So they believe they cannot meet God's expectations. And the second result of feeling like you don't measure up is the opposite of disconnecting. It's developing rigidity in your life. And matter of fact, this is what many people will say that are outside of the church about people that are inside the church. They are so judgmental. You ever heard that before? I think we need to accept everyone, and those church people, but you should see what they did the other night. Right? Yeah. You see, people fall into a performance orientation that comes from guilt and shame. Tend to walk with their nose up like so. Right? Remember the Pharisee in the scripture while he was praying, standing at the altar of God, while another man who shouldn't have been there probably, according to the Pharisee, was down more than kneeling, hunkered over, and the Pharisee says, "Thank you, God, that I am not like these others who come and pray to you." Remember that scripture? That's that attitude that I'm talking to. You see, this happens to a lot of religious people, causing them to get rigid and judgmental of other kinds of people. Here's what is so powerful, folks, about the Christmas season and the meaning of the Christmas season. God comes to your house because you don't feel good enough to come to His. God comes to our houses because we don't feel good enough to come to His. And you know what? It doesn't matter if we like it or not. God's coming. God already came. And God came because He loves you, even if you don't want Him to love you. God left heaven to hang out with us to prove His love and our value. Think about what that does to our value, that we have a God, a Creator God, who came out of heaven to be with us. We have high value. That's an incredible God. Amen? I'm excited today because we're going to look at a person who felt that they didn't deserve the love of God, and then Jesus lifted them up. If we go back to our scripture this morning, and if you'd like to follow along in your Bible, let's turn back to Luke 7, verse 36. Luke 7, verse 36. And that verse says this: "One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table." Now, you see, the Pharisee represented that better than thou attitude of the day. There always seemed to be a tension between the Pharisees and Jesus, right? What are some of the things Jesus called the Pharisees? Whitewashed tombs, snakes. Jesus definitely was not running for president or anything, was he? No. And yet by their very position, here they were supposed to represent, as Pharisees, they were supposed to represent God's heart, right? And by that very position, that's exactly what they were supposed to be. But they did not, according to Jesus. I want you to understand just a little bit about the scripture. The Pharisees invited Jesus to his home. That's a big deal. Not only about what dinner was all about in that culture, but also the fact that a Pharisee invited Jesus who was and had great tensions with each other. So it's an incredible honor to be invited to someone's home. And dinner in the Eastern culture is a major event, was a major event. I assume it still is at this time. You know, the table, I wonder about us. The table in that day, dinner, was a sacred place. Is our tables sacred today? Yeah.